And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. And I mean, this show broadcasts its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Listen, we got tons to talk about, but I want to, before I go down the road a little bit further with our next segment, I got to tell you, you hear our advertisers during the last break. We had all our advertisers on there. Listen, Right Side Radio is a separate standalone business. We are not owned by the radio stations that we're on. And part of the way we survive as a business is to sell ads. So if you would like to advertise your business on this show, we would love to have you on the team. So all you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. You go to the place where it says advertising, click on it. It has a place where you can send us a message. We will get in touch with you ASAP. And we've had multiple people get in the hopper that way. And so, yeah, if you want to advertise, if you think that this show stands for what your business stands for, we'll take you, man. Just send us a message, and we will work that out right away. All right, Boomer, you get your sound effect ready for Woke World because it's that time, my brother. So here's the deal. Any of y'all may happen to be new to the show. You know that sometimes when I'm up in the morning early resourcing this show and getting ready for the day, I keep finding, like, oh, look how woke that one is. Oh, my gosh, the wokeness. How much woke can there possibly be? And I find myself with a vast cornucopia, a plethora, a veritable buffet, if you will, of wokeness, at which point I know, once again, I've got to do another segment on Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. Listen, this has to be my favorite story on the news right now. It's making the rounds. I actually pulled this story on Sunday night. Next thing you know, this guy's already making the news cycle around the nation. And this one, to me, breaks the internet. This guy wins the prize for breaking the internet. So have you heard about the guy, Boomer, tell me if you've heard this. Have you heard about the guy, Ryan Webb, up in Indiana, who has decided to announce that he is now going to identify as a woman of color, even though he's a white man?
No.
Yes.
No. Only...
This is one of my favorite stories because he's using their playbook against them. So here's the deal. Ryan Webb, a local Indiana GOP councilman, he's a type of town councilman. He says he's not the hero that America deserves, but he might just be the one we need to expose the utter lunacy of the left, says this article on Daily Wire, all right? So this article goes on to say he sent out a notice to his constituents, and it appears to be a gigantic gag, but, man, he is playing it to the hilt, much to the chagrin of progressives. Okay, so he says this. Here's his quote. After much consideration, I have decided to come out and finally feel comfortable announcing my true, authentic self. He put on his Facebook page. It is with great relief that I announce to everyone that I identify as a woman, and not just as any woman, but as a woman of color as well. And I guess this would make me a lesbian since I am still attracted to women.
Oh, my goodness.
And he goes on to say, because he's not done, he goes on to say, to avoid confusion, everyone can still address me as Ryan or as Councilman Webb. I will also retain my preferred pronouns of he, him. However, this will in no way diminish my true identity as a woman of color. I'm excited to be a vocal partner of the LGBTQIAPC++++ movement. And he says, who knows how far we can take things, but I'm just glad this is now possible so that anyone can be anything or anyone they want. God bless America.
Wow. No way.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, there was a follow-up. I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done. The follow-up is, he says later on in the second post, to clarify, I never claim to be trans anything. I'm simply expressing my gender identity. I'm being dead serious. This is not a joke. I said what I said. I don't know what to tell you. You don't get to question me. You do not get to require proof of me. You were part of the movement that helped establish these rules and set the bar. Okay? You don't get to come later, and when someone wants to join the club that you don't want in, you don't get to question how I identify. But it's true, man. Well, think about it, Boom. That's exactly all he did was use their playbook.
Well, exactly. What's to say anyone to do the same exact thing and they're just going to identify as a woman or a black woman if they're actually a man just to get the tax break on a new business that they may be putting together?
So I can tell you right now, in federal contracting, if you are a female and if you are an Alaskan native, you get huge preferential treatment when it comes to federal contracting.
Wow.
So I'm just going to go ahead and start a company and do defense contracting, claiming that I am a disabled veteran, native Alaskan woman of color.
Wow.
Disabled. What do you think?
You're going to, I mean, you'll basically have to pay nothing in taxes, probably.
At that point, why would I do it? I'm going to have to quit this show, man, because my whole life's going to be doing defense contracting at that point, because I'll get every contract I want.
You'll get every single contract. They'll just be paying you.
I love the part, too, where I think you could tell he was typing it out, and he realized, okay, I'm identifying as a woman of color, but I still like chicks. I must be a lesbian, too. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Woke world. But this, by the way, this is turning Woke World upside down, because they hate it, because somebody has finally gotten out there and gotten attention for calling them out for what they created. So good on him. Good on him.
Yes.
I'll just be honest with you. I don't think I could keep a straight face as long as he is. So that's good on him.
Right.
All right, next story I got, Adventures in Woke World. This one's not funny. This one is just weird. This is a clear indication that the storylines are melting away. And I said melt away because I'm looking at the article and that's a phrase it uses. But the storylines are just bottoming out. Wokeness can only last so long. There are some things that I think will get entrenched, but there are others that I think we're going to be seeing litigation in 10 years. All of this transgender treatment on minors, I feel certain that some of those kids are going to reach the age of majority in the near future, within the next 10 years, and they're going to start filing suit. And they're going to say, what were y'all doing? Why did you do that to me? I was a child. Well, so some of this stuff, you're starting to see empirical evidence surface. Here's a story, Fox News, and they're claiming that it was first on Fox, is that military records are showing that there are military doctors who have been prescribing gender-affirming treatments, which you know what that means, sex change. They've been providing the necessary hormone blockers and other treatments, not the surgeries, but the hormone blockers and the other treatments that they use to suppress, you know, puberty. And it says here that they've also been seeing an increase in the level of antipsychotic medication they've had to provide to those kids, even though they said it was going to make them happier. So, and I'm talking about serious studies here. And then one of the Travis Air Force Base medical practitioners, the doctor, said that he believed that what was going to wind up happening was all those transgender treatments were going to optimize and the psychotic diagnoses were going to begin to melt away over time. Well, how'd that work out for you, Doc? You knucklehead, how'd you get a medical degree? Says children taking antipsychotic medication in the military health system for serious mental illnesses were later administered gender-affirming pharmaceuticals, right, according to DOD health records, with one of its airbase physicians claiming the gender drugs could melt away psychotic conditions like schizophrenia. But then a study was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. There's a journal for sexual medicine. The Journey of Sexual Medicine in 2021 entitled The Mental Health Care Utilization of Transgender Youth Before and After Affirming Treatment. The review shows, brace yourselves, the review shows that transgender kids in the DOD health system were being given heavy psychotropic medications, antipsychotics, while being sent through the gender-affirming pipeline. And the study, it says, yielded very unflattering results. Oh, you think? How about this? Many children had their psychotropic medication increased after they begin receiving these gender-related drugs. It says of 963 transgender youth using gender-affirming pharmaceuticals, mental health care did not significantly change. My psychotropic medications increased. In other words, what they're saying here is they came in with a diagnosis, gender dysphoria, and they were looking for an opportunity to help make their life better. Here, make my kid's life better. Give him that stuff that makes him into a girl or turns her into a boy, and you know, and mess with their puberty and do all the things that please. And so they do. But the kids were still experiencing the psychological symptoms. And so they were then given heavy antipsychotropic. It's bottom line is antipsychotic drugs. And it did not create favorable results overall in the study. Folks, listen, woke world is sometimes it's hilarious. And there are sometimes, though, that woke world is freaking dangerous. And what we're seeing happening to kids right now in the name of science is nothing but creating Frankenstein monsters. I mean, we're disturbing the natural order of things, and we're creating what was never intended, and we're doing it on minor children who do not have the capacity. Under the law, a kid can't get a Costco card. A kid can't get a driver's license. A kid can't drink alcohol or buy cigarettes. A kid can't go down and get the dentist to pull his tooth, but a kid can go and get gender-affirming care from their doctor, sometimes without the parents even knowing. I'm telling you, we're going to see litigation, and we should. And I hope that there's an entire niche in the legal profession that rises up that has people who specialize in taking these cases to the nth degree and winning millions of dollars for these kids who have been abused like this. Wow, that was a rant.
It was a good rant.
It was a good rant. Thank you. I could have done a whole second. That was like a second monologue for the day. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come right back. I got a couple more to cap off with. Not the least of which is, what is happening with Bud Light sales? It's not going badly, is it? I'll tell you about that. It's what they get for putting Dylan Mulvaney on the can. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, before I go too much further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, one of our advertisers since the very beginning, ZLA Solutions is good at what they do, man. I know these folks personally. I was talking with somebody from them, their office just this morning. ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website. They got all kinds of jobs all over North Alabama and beyond posted at ZLAUSA.com. But here's the thing. ZLA Solutions exists because they provide all kinds of business end solutions to businesses. So if you're looking for people, they can find them. If you're looking for folks to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it can be onesies and twosies, or it can be a whole shift of people. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. ZLA Solutions can do all kinds of things for businesses, but their bread and butter remains staffing, and it doesn't matter whether it's temp or direct hire, they will get you the people that you need. You just contact them, and you can find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com, and do me a favor, like a lot of people have done already, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. That I get the biggest kick when they say, we got another one. So that's good. All right, listen, I got to jump back in. It's Adventures in Woke World, all right? That's what we're doing right now. And I apologize, but I've got to do something about this computer mouse pad, Boomer, and don't make any cracks about it not being an Apple computer.
That's exactly what I was about to do.
I knew where you were going. I may not have you in the room with me, but I know what you were thinking.
But you know.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not part of the Apple Mafia like you. Hey, listen, Adventures in Woke World. So you know the deal with Bud Light, right? Bud Light decided, here's a great idea. Let's ignore our base. You know, we exist because people buy our stuff. Well, Bud Light has been the top-selling brand of light beer for, gosh, I don't know, decades or something. But they thought it'd be a great idea to put this transgender activist, Dylan Mulvaney, who is not just a transgender activist, he's cartoonish. I mean, he does his big Instagram or whatever it is where he prances around like a 13-year-old giggly schoolgirl, and it's kind of weird. It's sad. But they thought it'd be a great idea in woke world to say, you know what, we need to expand our base and diversify who we try to reach out to, because in the words of the now former advertising executive at Anheuser-Busch, they thought it'd be a great idea to get away from that kind of fratty, you know, reputation that we had. Well, how'd that work out for you? Because right now, story here from the New York Post says that Bud Light sales have plunged 50% in the particular tri-state area where they are talking about. Yeah, I heard you, boo.
Oh,
but
wow.
50%, dude.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, there's a regional supermarket chain up there that has 8 stores all over, you know, Connecticut, Long Island, New Jersey, all that area. And they say that they have almost had to stop restocking because they can't sell what they've got. And that while they've dropped 50% in Bud Light sales, Coors Light has gone up 50%.
Coors Light is happy.
Coors Light is like, sucks to be you, Bud Light. And then nationwide, that's just that one regional influence. Nationwide, though, Bud Light sales have indeed fizzled by 17% nationwide. And that's just their sales. Their distribution volume has gone down a staggering 21%. So they are so far off the mark right now. And by the way, they're coming into spring when people, you know, want to have their cookouts, do all those things, get out on the boat, you know, take a six-pack of Bud Light with them, and now they're not. So serves them right in woke world. But here's a funny thing. So I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a company called Conservative Dad, and they decided in the wake of this, they jumped on it. They immediately launched what they call ultra-right beer. So ultra-right beer.
Ultra-right.
Ultra-right. That's right. Isn't there an ultra? Isn't there something ultra on
the
market right
now? Yeah, there's ultra.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, this one's ultra-right. So, I mean, they stopped just short of calling it MAGA beer. But anyway, ultra-right beer, this story is dated April 26th. So just what, 5 days ago, thereabouts? And they are expected to surpass $1 million in sales in their first month.
Woo!
Brother, I'm just telling you, the lady who thought this was a great idea to put Dylan Mulvaney, she's not going to get a job anywhere.
Zero.
I mean, why would you hire this person? But so the guy who's the ultra-right CEO, a guy named Seth Weathers, he did an interview with Fox Business. He says, this is more than a beer company. It's a movement of people who are speaking up and saying, no, we're done. This is our line in the sand. They've already sold $70,000 in T-shirts without even getting their sales of their canned ultra-right beer out on the market yet.
Wow.
So you worked in the T-shirt business for a while.
Yeah.
$70,000 order in T-shirts, that would go a long way back home, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. That'd be pretty awesome.
you need to tell your buddy who you used to work with, you need to call these ultra-right people. They got hot stuff going on right now.
I'm
going
to do that right after the show.
Well, listen, I got more stuff I didn't even get to. But you can tell it's a great show when that happens. Text lines blew up, and I couldn't even get to them today, and I'm so mad about that. But I'll figure that piece out. In the meantime, just know this, y'all. We love what we do, all right? I get the biggest kick out of this. But here I am broadcasting from an undisclosed secret location deep in a bunker for the sole purpose of making sure that I'm just getting a chance to be with you one more day. And I love that. I'm speaking to a group tomorrow morning. And one of the things I'm going to tell them is it's like a calling. When you know you're having an opportunity to truly impact culture, it makes you want to get up and get going. All right, folks, we love you. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all going to have an amazing night. We'll see you then.